KSL at Night was recorded and produced this afternoon. KSL at Night. Some of Utah's top political specialists join a roundtable on the day's biggest stories. KSL is at 102.7 FM and on every smart speaker when you say play KSL News Radio.
Welcome to another edition of KSL at Night. I'm your host this evening, Greg Skordis, KSL's legal analyst, alongside Leah Murray, Weber State University's Walker Institute Director. And Leah, it's fun to be with you again.
It is always a pleasure, Greg Skordis.
I haven't seen you for a little while.
It's been a minute, you know, because it's the culminating event season in higher ed. So okay. Every night in my life is some student banquet or some kind of end of year activity.
There you go. Well, good for you. And you do so much for the university and for the Weber County area. It's a blast to have you. And we've got a great show. We're talking hockey. We're talking Trump. We're talking Taylor Swift.
Absolutely.
But we're going to start with one of my favorite people, Pat Jones, who is the CEO of the Women's Leadership Institute. And this marks the 10th anniversary of the Women's Leadership Institute. It's a great time to take a look at how much progress has been made for women leaders in Utah. And Pat, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Greg. Nice to be with you and Leah.
Did they tell you you were going to be with Greg Skordis tonight?
Yes, they did. Okay, and I was happy to do it.
Didn't scare you off.
You weren't nervous about that.
I love Pat, and I've known him for many years. Hey, well, tell our listeners about the Women's Leadership Institute, Pat, how it started, what's going on, and what's happened in the first 10 years.
Yes. I had worked as the president and co-founder of Dan Jones & Associates for about 35 years, and we sold our company in 2010. The new owner asked me to stay on for 5 more years, and so when 2015 came, that was the cutoff date for me. I'd also served in the state legislature in the House and Senate for 14 years.
We all remember that. Yep.
So that was ending at the same time. And I really thought I was retiring, but I was asked by Scott Anderson to come into his office because I had done a lot of research for Scott Anderson and Zions Bank for so many years. And he said to me, Pat, he says, we are really doing well in the state of Utah economically, but we have this perception outside of the state, particularly about the status of women, and it's harming our ability to attract and retain talent here. Would you be willing to consider running the Women's Leadership Institute? It was just a vision of his at the time with the mission to elevate the stature of women's leadership in business and in politics. And specifically, he asked me if I could figure out a way to increase more women, the number of women in senior level, to the number of women on boards, to the number of women in politics, and to look at the gender wage gap. Because we really need to change the perspective and the culture in our state and figure out how to do that. He says, we will fund you for 2 years. You'll have a full-time assistant, and you'll have an office in the Salt Lake Chamber. And it was just an intersection that was very interesting to me, something I cared about. But I was turning 65 at the same month, and I thought, well, I guess I can do another career. And that was 10 years ago. And it's just been a ride. I've loved it. It's been so remarkably rewarding for me.
It's no surprise that you didn't retire, Pat, just to me personally, because you're always so busy.
So, Pat, I was reading the article in the Deseret News, so I'm going to quote you to you. You said, through the support of Utah's key business leaders, we are making headway in changing Utah's business culture to advance women leadership. So I feel like what I hear you saying is Scott Anderson asked you to help solve this problem on the business side, in the business sector. But I also feel like you do work right in the political sector. So you are also right, trying to advance women to run for office and get involved there. And I'm wondering if you could speak about that part of it.
Absolutely. You know, in politics, I had 5 campaigns, and it's the best leadership development anyone could have, even if you don't win your election, because people see you in a whole new light, particularly women, however. And as you look at the skills that you hone when you're running for office, the ability to communicate orally and written, just all kinds of nuances in how we think and how we act, and being able to persuade and have critical thinking skills and problem solving skills, all of those things are honed when you're running for office. So it is part of our mission to help train women to run for political office. It's nonpartisan, and it's statewide. Our mission is statewide Utah, because we're changing attitudes and cultures here, and it's working. And I think the big thing is for both of you to know and for your listeners to know is that it really will take men, and it has taken men. We have half of our board is men. We really look at men as allies and advocates of women, and that has been the game changer for us. We do focus on business. That is our mission. And it is, we're seeing remarkable change in so many companies.
So, Pat, let me follow up with you on politics, a question that Leah asked you about. Because when I look up and down the ballot in Utah in 2024, as opposed to maybe 2004, it seems to me, and I don't know what the numbers are, that there are many more women on the ballot. There, at least on the state and local level, it seems like there are a lot of, and we do have a congressional representative as well. But whatever's happening, it seems to be that we are encouraging more women to run. More women are winning now. So the reputation that we may have in Utah here about it, that women may be unelectable to certain positions hasn't seemed to flow. So what's happening in the state that's causing this to occur?
I think women are feeling like they are empowered to run now. They are starting, they tend to start at the municipal level, maybe running for mayor, mm-hmm. city council, because a lot of those races are nonpartisan. And frankly, the Democrats tend to attract more women than the Republicans do to actually run. And the system is a little more friendly to Democrats, to be honest. And so Utah has had a history where we have had relatively few women run for political office. But that is absolutely changing because women are coming to realize that if you really want to make change, make a difference, that you have to have women at the table voting on policies and voting on the money, where that money is spent. That's where the power is.
So, Pat, I'm interested in data. Sorry, political science professor here. So I'm just kind of wondering, right, where you started, have you, you know, what does it look like now? So the world when you came into it 10 years ago, trying to solve this problem that Scott Anderson challenged you, but kind of have, you know, where did you see growth? Where have you seen improvement? Where is there still work to be done? What does it look like today?
Well, today we're seeing many companies that are changing their own cultures. For instance, companies that are very heavily male dominated, like you read in the article, the Garf Automotive Group, for instance, they had 20% of all of their employees were women, and they tended to be women in maybe receptionist positions, entry level positions. But what they found is that the dealerships where they had more women, maybe 40% women, that they were killing it. They were doing great and better than some of their other dealerships. And they wanted to know why. And so, you know, we worked with them, and now they are they've doubled their retention rate. This is also true. And we've also found that many companies where they first see the difference is in their ability to retain women. Is when you have more women and help them, help companies see the value and the complementary differences of women in their companies, that it is changing the culture. And women tend to attract other women in companies. I mean, I just met with Clyde Companies, and, you know, they're seeing that too. Where you have women leaders, you'll see more women wanting to go to that company and work there.
Well, Pat, we thank you for joining us this evening, and it's always nice to hear your voice, and it's nice that you are still active and doing what you're doing and staying involved in things, and we'll watch you, and hopefully you can stick around with the Women's Leadership Institute for another 10 years.
Thank you, Greg, and thank you, Leah. Thanks for what you're doing.
Yeah, thank you.
When we come back after the break, we're going to talk about what's happening in Utah's colleges, a thing that Leah knows a lot about.